Let's get ready to Rambo!
This is the Reformation Ramblings podcast series for Lent 2019. I'm Christopher Hogan. Thank you so much for listening. After the text of the day, stay tuned and keep listening for the meditation on that text. If you'd like to be notified when new episodes are posted, click like on either the blog page or Reformation Ramblings Facebook page, and we'll make sure you don't miss any of these Lenten devotions. As always, I welcome your feedback and your encouragement, so please feel free to comment either on the blog page or on the Reformation Ramblings Facebook page. And now, the text. Tuesday in the third week of Lent, March 26th, 2019, and our text is Mark 9, verses 33 to 50. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." And he took a child and put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than with two feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes be thrown into hell, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another." Thus our text, Mark 9, verses 33 to 50. And now a few words about the text. Why does Jesus use a child as an example of those who enter the kingdom of God? Why would he use one who is so helpless, naive, and gullible? Well, what does a child need to do when they need something? Let's say it's a 2-year-old who wants a glass of chocolate milk. Can they go into the fridge, get out the glass, fill up the cup, put the jug up, and walk back to their chair without spilling a drop? No. If they were to try to get the milk themselves, they would probably break every glass in the house and the kitchen floor would be covered with chocolate milk and some other items from the fridge. No. When a child wants a glass of milk, they stand there in the middle of the room and cry out, "I want some milk, please. Get me some milk, please." And then finally, they come up to you, pull on your shirt, and demand that you get them a glass of milk. Pronto. Jesus uses a child as an example because they depend on their parent to do everything for them. As we age, we rely on people less and less. However, we must never do this with God. We are to call upon him in every time of trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. Jesus commands us to call upon him because he promises to answer us and help us. We are given the gift of faith in order that we may call upon Jesus to forgive us, protect us, and provide everything we need in both body and soul. May the Holy Spirit be granted to us anew this day, that we may have the faith of a child that relies not on our own abilities, but rather despairs of any hope except in the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, to save us and forgive us. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this Reformation Ramblings podcast for Lent 2019. This has been Christopher Hogan, and I thank you for listening. Remember, by hitting like, you'll be notified when new episodes are posted. Don't forget to check out the Book of Concord reading plan for each day, which is listed on the blog page. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.